Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Moral Gamers podcast, episode 11. Today, we're going to be discussing such topics as gamers and what that word means. And by the way, guys, I'm Streetlamp TV, and I'm joined here again today by Cloud Infinite 710. Go ahead and say hi, Cloud.
How's it going, everyone? Gamers.
Gamers. All right. And today's main question and theme is going to be, what do you think when you hear the word gamer? So, Cloud, what do you think when you hear the word gamer?
I don't know. I guess now it just, over the years, it just plays down to the original meaning, like a person who just plays the game. There's a broad like variety of gamers where it's hard to like pinpoint a single thought of it. But are you talking about I don't really have any thought to the people who just say gamer.
Okay. Now let's be more specific. So you hear gamer, you don't really think of anything besides someone who plays video games, right? But have you played online games before and games with communities, games where you communicate with other people?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you say your experience has been overall positive, or do you experience some form of toxicity, be it what is colloquially known as a shit talk, a good ribbing? It depends on the game. You're laughing, but that gives me the idea that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, would you say that your overall experience with this has been a negative or positive? Do you enjoy that aspect of gaming, that shit talk, or do you wish it wasn't a thing with gamers?
It all could be in good fun sometimes, but sometimes I see where like dudes could just like take it like way over the line. And just like, hey, bro, chill. Like, it's not that serious. Like mm-hmm. The last example I had of that, where I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh with one dude online.
Yeah.
And he just like, there's two of those examples in the same day. I think mm-hmm. one was I paired with somebody, and in this dueling program, like people could like spectate you and also talk in chat too.
Yeah.
So this dude in chat was just dropping slurs like, yo, what the fuck. And I don't know if that's a gamer thing or that's someone who plays Yu-Gi-Oh. If it is, I gotta reevaluate my hobbies here. But
and what is your second example? Is it the same thing?
It's pretty much the same thing. No. It was a dude who's like, he was shit talking. He was like, yeah, I'm winning. I was like, yeah, it's whatever. It's harmless. It's not anything that like. Make mm-hmm. you question like leaving the game or not.
Okay, and there's multiple points in this that I could talk about specifically when it comes to gaming aspects. Like you said, you're not sure if it's just a gaming thing or if that guy might have just been an asshole, because you do get those people where it's hard to tell if it's like just like a harmless ribbing. You know, they're just trying to they're just being like sportsman/unsportsmanlike, you know. And I bring this up because, again, did you grow up playing Call of Duty and games like that? PUBG, anything like that?
No, but it's funny that you mentioned that. Recently when I was playing Call of Duty, maybe during the quarantine or like mm-hmm. probably earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
fucking dudes in the COD lobby are just like, they're like, most of the times like that shit's pretty toxic. Like it's kind of hard when you'll find like a pretty like. We call it like a pretty welcoming or non-assholey team.
Right. And that's one of my main points is voice chat in online games and just generally communication. Sometimes it's just not the most welcoming part of the gaming community. And I do believe that it depends on the game. For example, Call of Duty lobbies are notorious for let's just say unwelcoming of gamers. You know, their communities are notorious for just their slurs, you know, their comments that they make. their suggestions, they're not ceasing of their gyrations, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just, they go overboard at times, or at least what some people would consider overboard and unwelcome. And personally, as someone who grew up with those lobbies, I do have very treasured moments of those lobbies, as much as I hate to admit it, but it reminds me of how toxic gaming can be, you know? And honestly, for no reason at all, Call of Duty lobbies be toxic for literally no reason. Like, it really is just a game, and if you're frustrated that you got killed or that someone's killing you, just walk away. And one of the main reasons I do bring up this toxicity is because for you and I, one of the worst things that can happen with these lobbies is, what is it, like, probably racial slurs and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you and I are men, right? Right?
Yes.
Yes, we're men. We're men. And it's a shame that I couldn't get a woman on today, but as bad as it is for you and me, I guarantee you it's infinitely worse for these women to get on these games. And I have so many, I hear so many horror stories about women just trying to be gamers, and it's just so much infinitely worse for them. And I bring this up just because, again, just to point out how a toxic gaming culture can be, even though I've never seen you interact with, I've never really played games with you, but like I said before, I've played games with friends, and they, as soon as they hear a woman come on the mic, bro, it's over. That woman didn't stand a chance, you know? Like, it's just, these men just be like savages, bro. Savages.
Well, it will, like, mm-hmm. first, when they, like, find out, like, when a girl's in there, it goes one or two ways. Obviously, you got your white knights, you know, the mm-hmm. you people who will jump, try to flirt on her, like, right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the dudes who are just straight shitting on her for no reason. it's funny that you mentioned that, because that last time I was playing COD was actually with one of my female friends, and I remember she said something in party.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, they're like, yo, everyone, shut the fuck up. And you're like, hey, yo, Ducky, say that shit again. Say something again. I'm like, what the fuck, damn, bro. And then she, like, I guess she, I don't know what the fuck she said, but she said something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my god. You're like, are you a girl? Like, deadass, are you a girl? I need to know right now. Are you a 12-year-old boy or a girl? I'm like, thinking, like, damn, bro. I'm like, damn, bro, chill the fuck out, damn, tree. It ain't that serious. Or it was like, mm-hmm. No, not that serious. It was like, damn, bro, it was like, chill out. You know, you're a little down bad in a fucking COD lobby for no reason.
Right, right. But that's just how it is with online gaming, because there's a bit of a disparage between the male gamers and the female gamers. But so let me ask you a thing, and this topic is about to get very gendered. So just everyone who's hearing, please know this. What are your thoughts on women gamers, just in general?
I don't care. They're the same. I mean, like,
you don't care,
it's
right?
Like, no, I mean, like, they're the same as any. Like, I hate to be like bust out the fucking Darman speech, but they're the same as any other fucking gamer. It's the same shit.
Right. Like, right.
Like, I don't know. It's like. Yeah. Why does it matter?
I agree. Or, why does it matter? And yet, in gaming communities, it seems to matter a fuck ton. You know, it just incredibly seems to matter, because I have seen so many guys collectively just lose their shit as soon as a woman hops on the microphone, even for a bit. They're like, hey, yo, is that a woman? Hey, yo, everyone, like you said, everyone shut the fuck up. Say something again. I need to make sure you're not some 12-year-old boy. I have had the exact same experience while playing with friends, and it's so horrid. It's just so insane to me that these gamers are down bad. But I don't say this to shit on male gamers, but to point out that y'all really need to stop being so down bad, guys.
Yeah, As you shit on you, y'all need to stop being knocking. You know what's funny? I guess fully answer the question you asked in the beginning. About what I think about when it comes to like the word gamer. People who are just down bad, bro. Like most of them, just down bad. I be going through fucking TikTok sometimes. You know what? Yeah. You just made me fucking think about it. These motherfuckers be down bad. Like,
right.
I be seeing those ones where I guess the chick's doing like a dance or something, and she's like, "Oh yeah, by the way, I'm a gamer." And then, bro, all the fucking like,
yeah,
like it's kind of like, again, it's kind of divided. It's like it's like half of them fucking going wild that she's a girl.
Yeah, yeah, and
sorry, and half of them are like,
"You're not a gamer. I bet you only play Animal Crossing."
Yes, I've seen those comments before, and again, I say this, oh man, I personally believe that a lot of these comments are specifically coming from teenage boys, because like, damn, I can't imagine a grown man sitting there being like, "You're not a real gamer, you play Animal Crossing." It's like, okay, but what, you expect her to like just play mobile games and call herself a gamer? Like, what do you describe as a gamer? Technically, someone playing Animal Crossing is a gamer, right? Like, yeah. Right. But these guys, what's up?
I'm gonna look up the definition of gamer right now. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's cool. And I say this because a lot of people I've seen, they don't consider women as gamers. They think that women simply can't be gamers. For whatever reason, like, they just gatekeep gaming. They're like, "Oh, I bet you don't even play Halo," or something like that. Or it's just they look at the games that they play and they automatically just say, like, "You can't be a gamer. You're just not allowed because you are a woman, for one, and for two, because of the games you play." And this kind of ties back into what I had said in another episode about, like, the whole, like, are mobile phone gamers gamers and stuff. Just because I like to mess with people about what gamers are and the word gaming. I feel like what's up?
Well, sorry to cut you off, but when you describe someone playing a game as describe a gamer as someone who plays a game or plays games?
I would describe a gamer as someone who plays games at least a couple hours a week. Yes.
Would you? All right. Now, that being said, would you consider someone who plays board games for like 7 hours a day a gamer?
No, I would consider gaming as something that is online. It uses electricity. Online. So board games is, I wouldn't consider board games being a gamer specifically, like in the word gamer. I would consider them a tabletop enthusiast. Why?
Yes. Digital chess. No, sorry. Because like with that first definition of what would you describe a gamer as, someone who plays games?
Mm-hmm.
There's someone also playing games also like count as someone playing Yu-Gi-Oh or like card games or fucking board games.
Look, if you want to consider yourself a gamer and all you play is, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! IRL, by all means, go ahead and call yourself a gamer. If you want to call yourself a gamer and play Dungeons & Dragons for 10 hours, by all means, call yourself a gamer. I don't give a shit. But if you're asking what I consider a gamer, for one, I do believe, personally, and this is 100% my own belief, again, I don't try to force anyone into any of my beliefs, personally, I believe that it has to be electronic. And that's just my personal thing. But if you want to say you're a gamer and, like, just play fucking the game where you have the ball and the little knickknacks and you knickknack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, by all means, call yourself a gamer. Like, I don't care.
So would you consider, all right, so would you consider something like digital chess, or, like, if you play Monopoly, like, the video game, is that the same thing?
100%. They're absolute gamers. They're ballers. They're literally on the Sigma grind set. I consider that 100% gaming.
Okay.
I had another topic that I was about to shift it to, but I completely just blanked out right now
because of that question. Sorry about that.
No,
it wasn't about the Game Award, was it?
Oh, no, but now that you mention it, we can conveniently switch over to the Game Awards. For those of you who are not aware, the Game Awards took place about a week ago, and honestly, I haven't really played or seen that many informations about these games, but I still remember some of the sections and, like, some of the drama around these sections.
Is there drama?
Yeah, like I had said about, I feel like this was the Game Awards where they had a category of the content creator of the year. And the person who won content creator of the year was Dream. And people were upset because Dream only uploads about like once a month. And yet everyone else is consistently uploading. And yet somehow Dream won.
So I'm looking at the content creator of the year category, and in the description it says, for a streamer or content creator who has made an important and positive impact on the community in 2021. So I guess they're looking for someone who made the biggest impact in the gaming community or in their community.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, I do recommend you guys check out the Filler Podcast. The Filler Podcast is also now on Spotify, but we had just talked about this on the last episode of the Filler Podcast. I have no clue how this was judged, and I don't know what the requirements for judging this stuff is. If it's polls, it's kind of fucked, like I said on the Filler Podcast, because Dream Stands could have just, like, came in and just voted for Dream, and I feel like that's what a majority of people think, because Dream won. However, if it was done by judges, who are these judges? What are their qualifications for judging this? And just et cetera, like, awards like these don't make sense to me, because, like, how do you even judge these? Like, how do you, by the way, Game of the Year was won by It Takes Two, which kind of makes sense, but the competitors were Deathloop, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village. I didn't even know Metroid Dread came out.
Do you know Metroid Dread came out?
No, I have never heard of Deathloop in my life. Psychonauts 2 I was aware of, but I have no clue why that's in the category of Game of the Year.
Ratchet. Carl's good.
Maybe,
that's
right?
That's probably why.
Resident Evil Village looked fun as a single-player game, but I don't know how they're judging this. Like, none of these games are for me, and I can't understand. It Takes Two definitely out of the ones that I'm seeing on the ones that qualified wins by a landslide, just because I know I've seen people playing it. I've seen what it's about, and I do think it's one of those games that just it takes two, I guess, you know, like two takes, it wins. It just does.
You know, I'm on IGN right now, and I'm actually looking at the Game of the Year category. Mm-hmm. You know, it's weird, because when you look at the IGN website,
yeah,
and you see that it says right here, It Takes Two is the winner, but for some reason, Deathloop is fucking highlighted.
I think Deathloop was like a runner-up, or they went in some other category or something like that.
Now, like, Deathloop is a game I barely heard about.
I barely heard about it, but when I was watching the stream, I heard very good things.
I heard from a few YouTubers that I was asked, but I haven't played it myself, so I kind of want to see.
Like, who?
Yeah, I kind of want to see if it really is that bad, or if it deserved the nomination.
Understandable. Yeah, I would definitely like to check out Deathloop too, but honestly, these games, like, I didn't even know some of them were out. Like, I've heard of Psychonauts 2, but it was never on my, like, a must play. I've seen Resident Evil Village because of all the hype, and It Takes Two is probably the most popular one that I've seen, so it makes sense that it won, but Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, I'm not sure a lot of people have played that because of how scarce it is to get a fucking PS5.
Is it a PS5 exclusive?
I'm not sure if it's a PS5 exclusive, but I thought it was. That's what I'm saying. Because one of the main reasons I haven't played any PS games lately is because I'm waiting for a PS5, but the shortage on PS5 is just like a big ass turnoff.
Bro, I already expected not to get a PS5 like 2024 or something like 2020. Like.
Exactly, and it's a huge turnoff for all the games because I don't want to buy them from scalpers.
For real.
Is it immoral to scalp PS5s? You know.
Do you want to wrap up on the Game Awards? Because there is actually something I just remembered that I wanted to bring up.
You could bring it up. I have nothing to comment on the Game Awards. Like I said, I'm not invested at all in the Game Awards.
Understandable. So I was checking out, not checking out. I was listening on the podcast earlier, and can you believe it? Blizzard's on that bullshit again.
Oh yeah, I definitely believe Blizzard's always on that bullshit. What they do this time, let me know.
So, allegedly, I'm saying alleged because I'm not 100% sure this is fact, so no one quote me on this. Allegedly.
I'm quoting him on this. Yeah?
There's been people stealing breast milk from their fridges.
Oh, what the heck?
And I thought, yo, what kind of cartoonish shit is this? Like, this is some shit you probably see in, like, a fucking Family Guy cutaway gag or something. But no, here we are. Fucking people are just doing these cartoonish deeds.
Blizzard, what the fuck is your problem, man? Can you guys calm down for 2 seconds? Can you guys just, like, stay out of the news for 2 seconds and stop being on that bullshit? Like, I swear to God. What's up?
I want to say, please, Blizzard, just be normal. Why won't you just be normal?
Blizzard in the backseat. It sucks because as a gamer myself, I looked up to these companies for years. I thought that these companies would be like the epitome of what you'd want to work at as a gamer. And I know my friends thought the same thing growing up. Is like, this is the epitome of a company we want to work as a gamer. But now more and more every day, it just seems like a bunch of angry nerds grew up and became the bullies since they were bullied when they were in school, and they're taking over the company, and now it's just a bunch of nerds bullying other nerds, and it's just so insane to me that these companies are just fucking doing this shit. Like, again, I'm glad you said allegedly. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt because that's so fucking disgusting to me.
So yeah, right? That's so fucking like cartoony villainy. you don't want to believe it's going on.
It's just
at the
awful,
same time you don't doubt it.
It's just awful. Yeah, I think at this point these companies benefit of the doubt is kind of losing the meaning. You know, like there's no more. There's less doubt. If that makes sense, but there's
I'm sorry. It's not even the benefit of the doubt. It's just that I don't know. They're just legally, you're just saying allegedly, just kind of covers your ass. So they're like, hey yo, that's slander. Get this man.
He left out the part where the breastfeeding area was a wooden table that's been absorbing breast milk for years. I'm not really sure what that even means.
See, I didn't
to be
know
honest.
About that part. That's pretty wild.
I mean, that's a nice detail, but it doesn't really help solve if people were stealing the breast milk or not. It just lets us know that there was breast milk present, you know, which honestly, fuck, I feel like I might get hate for this, which kind of sucks. But
oh damn!
But
you gonna say it?
If people have to get their breast milk, man, like that's just natural, you know. Like I'm not necessarily disgusted by it. I understand that people might want privacy and stuff, so it kind of makes sense that there's an area where breastfeeding just happens. Like that's cool with me, you know. That makes sense that there's a wooden table that's been absorbing breast milk for years because people need a place to get the milk, you know. Like that doesn't bother me one bit, but that's mostly me. And that's a whole different conversation about whether or not you're okay with, like, people breastfeeding at their jobs, at their work environments and stuff like that. Honestly, I'm the kind of person, if you guys know me, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't give a shit. If cover up or not, I simply won't look. But I do think that if you're at a job and a glass table isn't that expensive for a company, it really isn't. It really isn't. A glass table is not expensive for a company. And but maybe they just don't care about throwing away their money too. You know, like it may. Like, you can bitch to management about how getting something like a glass table would save them money, but you can't make them save money if, you know, like, sometimes it's up to the managers and they decide, like, well, we don't really need the glass table, wood one is fine, and you're just like, throw your hands up, okay, whatever, you know, like, that's about as much you can do. But yeah, that's a whole different conversation, you know, like, I'm surprised that they have a breastfeeding area, you know?
I'm surprised that, you know what's funny, like when I heard that, I was I'm surprised that they bring this, like, because I'm not sure if it's a breastfeeding area or they just have the milk there. I'm pretty sure they do bring their kids to work or something, because why else would you keep the milk there?
What I think it is this has been around, breastfeeding has been around for, like, fucking the beginning of time, since we, you know, species and all that. But what I think they mean is, you know, in terms of companies, we've come to accept that, yes, it happens, and some people are of the opinion that, you know, do it in the restroom, do it in the area, whatever. Some people don't care, like I said, like me personally, I don't care. And I think it's just that when you gotta do it, you gotta do it. And where else are you gonna keep the breast milk from expiring and spoiling? You put it in the fridge, right?
Yeah.
You put it in the fridge, you label it, and you take it with you when you leave or whatever. And I think some people using it is just, like, so fucking weird, because, honestly, it's just so fucking weird to me, because it should be labeled, or at least in a bottle of some kind, and it just feels like, for people to say that it's being used, what the fuck are people doing that it's being used, you know, like, there's some human error in there somewhere, or there's some human indecency. It is a breast pumping area, and it's not allegedly. It's a fact that people's breast milk has gotten missing from the fridge that used to be used to house people's beer.
There we go.
What the fuck? Honestly, again, I just... what the hell is up with Blizzard? God...
Do you think is Blizzard specifically, or do you think like a lot of like game developers are just kind of like sussy about, like, just sussy in general?
I've said this before, but it's always the companies, man. Like, it's not the companies, obviously, it's the people, but it's the companies refusing to hold people accountable and just crack down. And I'm not saying they gotta get fired, but, like, man, these companies gotta step up. It is very incel bro culture in these damn companies. Cause honestly, man, that shit is just unacceptable. Like, I don't care if you're left wing, if you're right wing, if you're a nerd, if you're a jock, if you're a virgin, if you're a, like, et cetera, et cetera. That shit is just straight up unacceptable, man. Like, I'm trying to stay objective, but these situations are just looking worse and worse for Blizzard by the day. It's like, Blizzard, please, for the love of God, stop, you know? Like, calm down. Just calm down. Just stop doing this weird shit.
For real. Now, mm-hmm. I heard... Mm-hmm. Damn. I heard... sorry. That just caught me off guard. fuck, that also made me forget what I was going to say, too. Wait. Got it back. So, I've heard that do you think that sometimes when companies like this do some shit like this and put out a good game, do you think that a lot of people, like, forget about it? Or do you think that people still, like, do you think your people still boycott that new release?
It depends on the company and depends on the people. Like I've said, I think we talked about this a little bit before we started recording the podcast, and we can lean into it because we still got 30 minutes left. I was talking about how Harry Potter fans and just the Fantastic Mr. Beast fans were on that BS, and, like, was it morally wrong or right to still support the both the Harry Potter franchises and the Fantastic Mr. Beast, knowing that it's going to someone like J.K. Rowling, who is a well-known anti-trans person slash anti-LGBTQ for that fact. And yeah, just generally, would you still support this, etc.? Damn, sorry, I kind of forgot the question.
you're asking if it was morally correct to support people like that.
Yeah. Do you believe it's morally correct to support companies and people like that? Usually I like to lean on the no. You know, it's not. But at the same time, I know that one person isn't going to make a difference, but it's always about trying to make that difference. And you can choose to, or you can choose not to, because either way, these people are already, like, getting their bag. Like, that Blizzard isn't going down anytime soon, regardless if you boycott them or not. J.K. Rowling already made her bag. You know, it doesn't matter if you go see Fantastic Beasts or not. She's already made her bag, and there isn't very much you could do about it. But it does go into one of those arguments of, like, is it really that you can't do anything about it, or, you know, are you actually making a difference, and is it more of just, like, a for you and your conscience kind of thing? Fuck, that word is so hard to say. But, yeah, by the way, what is your opinion about J.K. Rowling and, like, the whole Harry Potter thing and the anti-trans thing? Like, what do you think? Is it wrong to go watch Fantastic Mr. Beasts knowing that J.K. Rowling is anti-trans, and also that Johnny Depp allegedly, like, beat Amber Heard, and that's why he was replaced in the Fantastic Beasts series?
I don't think Johnny Depp has anything to do with J.K. Rowling. I don't think that's it.
Oh, yeah, they're two different. They're two different things. They're two different things. 100%.
Okay. I mean, shit, man. I mean, like, well, to be fair, I really mm-hmm. don't, like, I think, like we said before, I really don't support it since I don't really enjoy the Harry Potter series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already, like a no for me.
That's already no for you. But either way, do you think, would you think less of a person because they still chose to watch these movies knowing that J.K. Rowling is anti-trans, or that allegedly Johnny Depp had beat Amber Heard or whatever, abuse her, or whatever? Or do you think it's one of those things where it's like,
I feel like that there's two different answers to that, mainly because those are two different situations.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, do you not care about the whole Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation, or like, or do you,
mm-hmm.
or do you care about what J.K. Rowling's saying, or do you support her beliefs? So it's kind of different for. Like, there's two different answers to that. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, there's definitely more multiple answers to that, those questions. And we had talked about this with the whole Chick-fil-A episode, where it's like, is it morally okay to eat Chick-fil-A knowing they're anti-LGBTQ? Yeah, it's definitely. I think it's like episode 2 or 3 where we speak about this, because it's just one of those things, you know. One of the things growing up that I would do is I would like to remind my friends that Chick-fil-A is anti-LGBTQ, and they'd be like, oh, well, now I gotta stop eating there. Or, you know, my gay friends would be like, oh, well, that doesn't bother me because their chicken's good. You know, like, there's random different takes, and it just gives some perspective on ideologies like that, you know, because I had some friends who were straight, but they support the LGBTQ, saying they would just never eat there. And then I had a gay friend saying, oh yeah, you know, I'll eat there. Like, I don't care that they're against me, you know. And it just provides different points of views as to, like, things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let's move on to a lighter topic. Pokemon games. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl recently got updated to remove some Pokemon glitches, specifically to remove a lot of the broken glitches, like the infinite money one, infinite rare candies, infinite master balls, and things like that. So do you think that it's wrong to abuse these glitches to get things like money, rare candies, master balls, or even just to make your own shiny Pokemon and do things like that. Is it wrong, or do you think it should just be left in the game?
I mean, I don't think it's wrong, because if you're using them, that's how you're playing the game. Like, I feel like if you just keep using Master Balls and like catching, like getting shinies like left and right, then that kind of loses its fun.
That kind of loses its fun. Okay,
so,
now
I mean, it depends how you want to play a glitch. Like, you want to play a glitch where you're just like invincible, or do you want to play a glitch where you have like a certain weapon or certain thing you could use.
Okay, and would you describe yourself as someone who plays Yu-Gi-Oh kind of competitively?
Yes and
okay, understandable.
I play casually a lot, but I've been trying to get competitive.
Okay, now what if I told you that these Pokemon that could be made using the glitches could be traded legally to your friends and stuff like that?
Legally, or you said illegally?
Legally.
That's pretty much between the two of you then. But I mean, I'd say as a friend, it wouldn't really matter, because you're just getting the one Pokemon.
The one Pokemon. But what if it's not the one Pokemon? What if I have an entire Pokebox ready to transfer to my friend of legal / glitched hacked Pokemon?
I mean, then again, that's on them, because that's how they're trying to play the game. I mean, that also kind of takes all the fun out of shiny hunting and, I guess, doing it yourself.
Okay, that's fair. I was just wondering, because, like I said, there's currently an update to get rid of these bugs in Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, and I've seen some people say, I've seen the community actually very divided in that, on one hand, you know, it's in the game and it's a bug, but if you want to use it and abuse it and take that fun out, that's your choice. But also at the same time, because you can, you know, bring them into like legal, just transfer them and stuff to your friends.
I think I see what you're trying to get at. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that they have to really trade these Pokemon off and someone would use it competitively.
Yeah.
Competitively, would it be fair? I get you. Well, shit. I think they have a way to like check. No, that's cap. They have a way to check if you hacked it, but not a way to check if you glitched it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I see what you mean now. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
And I'm not even speaking about the like obvious glitched ones where it's like you can glitch a Pokemon to have any moveset you want. So you could have something like a Bidoof with just like psychic special moves. Read. Yeah, special read, things like that. And it could appear fully legal, but obviously, you know, people are going to call it like, hey, it's glitched, you know. But, you know, I'm talking about other Pokemon that are more rare. And obviously, like, even though they might stand out, it would still be read as, like, a legal Mon. And I'm not saying that the competitions would allow it. I'm just saying that, like, you know, technically it'd be illegal. A legal Mon in a competition.
Yeah, it's true. We call it. I think you would... Yeah, because like I think the way I was thinking about it is it's pretty much stat wise, like its stats could be fucking like off the roof, like perfect, it'd just be like I have like stupid busted stats or take like I have like stupid high ass health.
Yeah, you can also glitch perfect IVs onto them and things like that. You can glitch the stats. You can fake it all, and. Things like that, and some people are torn. What's up?
No, sorry, I was just reading what Charlton said. So, I mean, if it doesn't have a competitive component, then all right, then yeah, then that's fine. I mean, like I said, you're just kind of taking the fun out of it for yourself.
Yeah,
you're just being this OP dude right off the bat.
I definitely agree, but it kind of plays into how other people try to dictate how other people play the game, you know, and Yeah, and by the way, this is a message to all my friends listening. If you have Brilliant Diamond and Shiny Pearl, once I beat this game, I'm probably gonna glitch the heck out of my game and get a bunch of shinies legally. You guys want some, let me know legally. I'm just not gonna give them items. I'm not gonna dupe items, because to me that takes out all the fun. But legally, let me know.
Okay. Actually, I just remembered another, I guess, pretty much hot topic. you remember, you've heard the stuff that's going around about that the Stan Lee account promoting NFTs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. That's, I find that disgusting. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's, that's pretty fucked up. Like mm-hmm. You just do it on, like, the Marvel account or some shit. Like, you just be like, do you think if they did it off the Marvel account, do you think there'd be less backlash, or do you think there'd be the same amount of backlash? Not right, since it's off the Marvel account and not a dead person's account.
I think there would 100% be less backlash. Not completely, but like obviously, there's a lot of stigma against NFTs, which is where some parts of the backlash come from. But I do imagine a lot of the backlash is also because it's fucking Stan Lee and he's dead, you know? There would be backlash because it's NFTs on the Marvel account, but it'd be way less, in my opinion, because it's just, like, a Marvel account for, like, that. It could just be seen as, like, a company doing, like, some bad gimmicky shit, whereas by including Stan Lee and his account, it's like a whole nother level of fucked up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because, like, I mean, if they did it off the Marvel account, I mean, like, this Chakra guy or whatever is still, like, a Marvel property, so in my opinion, it shouldn't really matter much since he's already a Marvel property. Right. But since they're doing it off trying to do it off Stan Lee's account, I think that's a little different. That's way different.
Yeah, it's way different in my opinion, and honestly, I just, personally, I think it's, gross. I just think it's just very gross that they would do such a thing. And not even just about NFTs, but just in general, tweeting through his account promotion is just very, I don't know, it just seems very slimy to me, you know? Just shelf that account, you know? And maybe, if anything, on like the anniversary of something,
of his death, yeah,
of his death or something like that, like, and that's a hard maybe, you know. Just,
I mean, I can see like those like that account posting like Stan Lee quotes or posting pictures of Stan Lee himself,
yeah,
or
things like that. But then again, they could do that on the Marvel account too, and just like tag the Stan Lee account. But yeah, I just, it seems morally just bankrupt to me that they would post that NFT stuff on his account. Like, it was very gross.
Yeah. So do you think hold up, do you think if Marvel sold NFT to Stan Lee, do you think that would be morally incorrect, or do you think that,
oh hell yes,
that's 100% fine?
100% I think it would be morally incorrect. Stan Lee is a person, not like a, and
not a picture, yeah.
Yeah, and not a picture, yeah. But it's, I don't think Stan Lee is like a license they can have. And I'm not saying this as like a lawyer, but Stan Lee's a person. He's not like a thing, you know. And by making NFTs of him while he's dead without his permission, it would feel like they're just objectifying, you know, that idea of Stan Lee rather than just letting the idea of him live on, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't feel like a proper, respectfully kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, and
I'm pretty much on the same boat, so. Oh. So yeah, you pretty much said everything out.
Okay, and do you have any more topics for today?
I can pull one real quick from the topic chat, or we could go to our new conspiracy corner.
Let's go straight to the conspiracy corner. Let's go straight.
Oh yeah, baby.
Let's go conspiracy corner time.
Conspiracy time. All right. Sorry, I just wanted to make use of that damn fucking tambourine. I think that's what it's called. I fucked it up. But anyway, mm-hmm. So Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, big feet.
So obviously, you know, there's that debate if he's real or not.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think that the state of Washington is just making big feet? Because like you would think that the first Bigfoot would be like dead already, mm-hmm. or something, right?
Right, probably.
But yeah, you know, there's still Bigfoot sightings. There's, I guess, multiple like variants of Bigfoot now. Mm-hmm. There's, because I was at the gym earlier, and there was like the killer Bigfoot.
What
the heck? And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? There's a killer Bigfoot? Yo, what the what fucking timeline this man in?
Bamboozled.
So do you think it's actual Bigfoot, or do you think that it's like two guys in a furry suit?
Bro, it's 100% two guys in a furry suit. I'm sorry, but I doubt Bigfoot is real. Like, there's just no way. You know, there's no way that Bigfoot is real. Bigfoot is real.
I don't know, man. There's multiple Bigfoot, and the state of Washington, or I think no, it's Seattle. I think the state of, I don't know, one of the two fucking states. Their whole state identity is fucking Bigfoot.
It doesn't matter, dude. At this point, if they can't prove Bigfoot is real, no one's gonna prove Bigfoot is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, how elusive is this Bigfoot creature? It's not that elusive, bro. If someone wanted video evidence, they'd probably get it. You know? So
how would you feel if like one day Bigfoot just opened a fucking Twitch account and started streaming?
Pog champ, you know, reverse pog, just be like completely bamboozled, like, what the fuck is this, you know?
Hey, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, that's some good special effects. He's not even talking like full words. He's like talking half words, and like the rest are like Chewbacca noises or something.
Exactly. And like, how did they manage that? Like, how did they open this Twitch account? What are they doing there? And specifically, why Washington, you know? Just keep asking them things like that. But creatures,
I think mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I think it's like, or I think it's Seattle, but
Seattle,
I think it's they're saying that Bigfoot's the mascot or some shit, because there's a lot of reported Bigfoot sightings over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have like looked into why this man's like the mascot of a whole state. I just saw it, and I was gonna ask someone, but I was like, hey, you know what? If I ask someone, I'll probably look real dumb right now.
Bro, it's probably a meme, honestly. Like,
is it a state meme?
It's a meme, because it's been, we've known about Bigfoot for literally, what, like, hundreds of years, or 80 years, 100 years, 80 years, something like that. Something in between. We've known for a while now about the quote-unquote existence of a Bigfoot. I'm pretty sure by now we'd have pictures and stuff like that.
Right? So you're telling me that big hairy man I saw right in front of the gift shop, not Bigfoot?
No, I think that was just a bear, bro. I think that was just a bear. But,
oh, sure.
Yeah. Honestly, though, again, what? Who would lie about that kind of thing besides someone who was looking for their 5 seconds of fame? But also, what would the government... Why would the government be keeping the existence of such an animal from us? You know, like, what are the benefits of convincing us that this animal isn't real? You know, like, what could they possibly? Like,
mm-hmm. What if he has like a superpowers and they just want him, like, but he's like very submissive, so he doesn't want us like bullying Bigfoot for our personal game.
Yeah, Bigfoot is very submissive and breedable. No, I don't think there's any. There's no personal gain to be had. Like, come on. There's nothing to be had by lying about the existence of Bigfoot, and I'm pretty sure they made it as their mascot just as a joke or kind of thing. Like, I think, who has the Mothman? Is that New Jersey?
No, that's, fuck, I don't know, that's some country as country.
Yeah, that's I think it's West Virginia has the Mothman.
And, yeah, there you go. I think it's somewhere in Virginia.
And also Jersey has the Jersey Devil. You know, like, these places just have their not fairy tales, but you know, they're like their mythos kind of thing. Like, they have this specific kind of beast, and not to say that they're not real, but they probably aren't real, and it's just, there's, at this point, if they're not proven, like, what are you gonna do, you know? Like,
does California have their own cryptid?
Yeah, it does.
What is it?
The man bear pig, bro.
Is it really?
No, I'm not fucking with you. No, we don't have. We're in the city of angels. Our cryptid is the angels.
That's pretty lame. Not gonna lie. Like motherfuckers have man bear pig and Jersey Devils, and we got
Mothman. Jeremy from. Bro. Jeremy from where?
Fuck, you brought something up, but I wanted to bring up. I totally forgot what the fuck it was.
Brought something up, forgets in 2 seconds. Understandable, sir. Understandable.
Oh, it was fuck. Yeah. But Oh yeah. So I mean, like, but UFOs. UFOs just got announced to be real.
What do you mean?
You don't remember those memes where it's like, oh fucking. What's it called? The USA finally says UFOs are real.
Oh yeah, but we've known UFOs are real for years.
Oh.
Yeah. Just not aliens. They're called unidentified flying objects. Yeah, we've known. Yeah. We've known those are real, yeah. Bro. We've known. We've been known.
No, if we see a flying object, that's a plane, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hinting this with you, but oh fuck! I think we do have one. I think we have our own Bigfoot or our own Big Feet.
I think we do. I just don't remember what it is.
Fresno's not part of California, is it?
Fresno? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Fresno, California. Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Fresno City in California. All right. So. They got the Fresno Nightcrawler.
Oh right, the Nightcrawler, yeah.
Okay. So some dude from the fucking X-Men was over there fucking wilding out.
The Nightcrawler is really scary, actually. It's more scarier than Big Feet. All right. With that being said, that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. As a reminder, I am Streetlamb TV. This is Cloud Infinite 710. Cloud Infinite, go ahead and say good night.
Good night,
guys. And remember to take care of yourselves. We hope you had a good time. And please make sure to check out the Filler Podcast now on Spotify as well. And remember to live mas. Anything you want to plug? Baby. Anything you want to plug?
Oh, you could come check out my streams every now and then at Cloud Infinite TV. Fuck, Twitch.tv/CloudInfinite. Sorry, hold up. I'm a little high right now. I can't form words. Yeah, twitch.tv/CloudInfinite. And then, like you said, the Filler Podcast, and now on Spotify. Come check that out, or you can come check it out live every Sunday.
Perfect. All right, guys. Have a good night. 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 Good night.